Welcome to The Hitch, week 7.
Hi.
Hi.
It's day 45.
It's officially day 45 now.
Yes, it is officially day 45.
This is 2 episodes in 1 day.
Yep, we talked to you earlier this morning.
Because of our mirror drama.
Yes.
We have since moved.
We've moved.
Across the greater Denver region.
We're up by Longmont, Colorado now.
Yep. So north of Denver, mm-hmm. from south of Denver.
Not that far. About an hour.
But we had to drive through Denver.
We had to drive through Denver.
With How was the mirror setup I built for you, Janice?
It was like a rave was going on in the left side of my head. And not in a good way, like in a strobey, like, this is not good situation. So Dan did a heroic job. He really did. And we got here and we're alive. So it obviously worked. But he went to the auto supply store. And he got this like mirror film stuff where you cut it to, you know, it's made exactly for this purpose. I guess this is a thing that happens.
I think that the purpose that it is made for is so that you don't get a ticket.
Well, yes. What I mean by it's made
for this not having a mirror. It's not really made for the purpose of functioning
as
a mirror.
No, what I meant is it's made for when you get your mirror stolen and you have to put a fake one in there, which apparently is a thing that happens that I never knew about.
Who knew? The modern world.
Yes. I just wouldn't think mirrors would be worth stealing, but you know, people steal things and they're probably pretty easy to steal. So anyway, so it's like a mirror reflective film that you cut and put on your side. In our case, it was our left side mirror that was taken. This is a very important mirror, as those of you who drive know.
The driver's side
mirror. Even without towing, you need it to change lanes. You need it to see people in your blind spot. You need it. You need it. You need it. And it's like if you took a bunch of crinkly aluminum foil and you put it and you shook it up, like, and it was just in constant motion next to your eye. Yeah. That's basically how it was.
But
it was
plus, it is not a strong material.
No.
And so it warped pretty much immediately. And so it isn't even like you are looking at a, like, it is literally like you're looking at a funhouse mirror.
It is like a funhouse mirror. It's very blurry. Yeah. And also, I guess the mirrors that we have in our cars handle motion or maybe don't move as much. Because this thing was just like
vibrating,
shaking
constantly.
Like crazy. Yeah. And so, you know, any like headlights or anything would like shake. Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of times today where I was like, I think I'm getting pulled over because I would see lights in the corner of my eye. That can't be good for the brain.
No. But in addition to this film, there was a circular convex mirror in the corner that was like 2 inches circle.
It actually worked great.
And that one
really
worked real good. And then we got a extension mirror.
Yeah.
Which is sold specifically for towing.
Right.
And which last year we bought a different one. And it did the same thing. It shook and
it was really pretty unusable. So we returned it.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, I guess we won't use those.
And so I was very skeptical about buying this, but I was like, we need as many, apparently we need as many mirrors as we can
deal like,
with.
I was like, please buy one just in case.
And
like,
so
we need backup.
We had 3 mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Almost covering the job of one mirror between the 3 of them. But
the best mirror of all 3 was the one that we stuck on, like the strap-on one.
Yeah,
the extension one.
Yeah.
And that, I'm so glad you got that because that was the one I used most of the time.
Yeah.
The little round one was fine, but it was too small.
It's tiny, yeah.
And so this one actually was decent for being, you know, just something you clip onto the side of your car. Anyway, I used that, but it was so distracting having that like really flasher. Like it was just like, yeah, it was like somebody's strobing flashing in your brain only on the left side as you're, you know, we're trying to drive. And then it turns out, I was like, it's just an hour drive. I knew it would be kind of hectic because it was through Denver and traffic is bad here and there's a million people driving. And but what I didn't anticipate is most of the first 10 to 15 miles, they were just periodically have half the road dug up.
Yeah, it was without any warning. Much construction and so little signage about
it. They didn't close the lane.
No.
It was like it was graded, but only on half of the lane. And so we would go, you know, it was uneven within the lane. Anyway, it was kind of madness. And the whole drive, the roads were pretty bad. Like they were like Marfa bad, I said to you at one point. Yeah, they really were. I was like, but this is Denver.
It was an interstate.
Yeah, exactly. So it was stressful for reasons even beyond the mirrors.
The thing that I was reflecting on, pun intended, after is what that drive felt like.
Yeah.
With the like constantly having to check what's behind you and alongside you, and is there something there, what's going on, and the construction and all of that. It felt like when we drove last year.
Yeah, it did. It was kind of stressful
and
in that
it
same way.
Made me realize how far we've come, because tow days by and large just happen now.
Right now it's just like pretty chill.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, I just remember last year when you were driving, I was doing so much checking out the left, you know, checking out. Like I was doing this real active co-piloting of like helping figure out what was going on. And I just don't do that at all now. But then I was like doing that today.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because also we came back to this campsite that we were in last year. And this is our first repeat of the trip. And it also allows for a moment of sort of reflection of where we were when we came to the site last year versus this year. Like as we were pulling in, we kind of drive down this quite anonymous road to get to this campsite. Mm-hmm. And then you turn right. And as we were coming up to that right turn, you were like, oh my God, I remember being so afraid of this turn last year.
Well, it is very much a sharp right turn. And it is a 15 mile an hour turn on this kind of country road. And it's kind of a blind corner. And it was fine.
It was totally fine.
It was totally 100% fine. I wasn't worried in the least today. And last year, I was like terrified of that turn. You know, it's so much of it is just doing it more and just getting used to it. And I'm really comfortable with how our Airstream fits in a lane now. Like I understand it. So making those kind of turns is not as scary as it used to be. And also because it's a pretty quiet road and I didn't think I'd be seeing a giant rig coming the other way, although it could have. But it was funny. It turns out, like, I have gotten very comfortable towing with my exact setup that I'm used to.
Right.
And then losing that mirror, which is such a safety net and also something that's really important. Yeah. It's not just a safety net. You need to use when you drive. I was so used to it. There's such a way I'm used to towing now where I look at my mirrors for, you know, to see if cars are coming, and to change lanes. But I also look to make sure I'm in, you know, keeping my distance. Like I regularly check them to make sure I'm towing in the right place I want to be in the lane. And just not having that was a real vulnerability. Like it made me, it kind of brought me back too. It was like, oh boy, I've got to do this. Like, in fact, a couple times I woke up last night and just, I would remember what happened with our mirror and I would just kind of panic. Like, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
You know, and suddenly something that's become very routine felt very new and scary again.
Yeah. And man, we've really come a long way.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we have logged over 100 days last year to this year in the trailer. And you know, many, many, many days of towing at this point.
It's funny, though. It reminds me a lot of parenting. And I know I've said this several times on this podcast, but like, I had gotten to a point where I was very comfortable, even driving through a lot of traffic in a city. I wasn't worried about it coming into Denver. I wasn't like psyched for it or anything, but I wasn't worried about it. I've done it now and enough, you know, going through St. Louis was really hectic. Going through any city is a challenge, but I'm always like, stay in my lane. I know I fit, you know, I mean, just check before, you know, check really carefully before you switch lanes, whatever. So like I had become really comfortable. And it's one of those things where it's like sometimes in life, like, and I feel like this with parenting, you feel like you figured it out.
Yeah.
And then you get thrown for a loop. Like, yeah, and then definitely. A new thing happens. So I was feeling pretty confident. And then like losing that mirror was like, oh man.
Yeah.
You know, but the good news is we did come up with a solution that worked. Mm-hmm. It was very annoying and weird and disorienting. I was like, is this going to hurt my brain? Because it just was like this annoying thing constantly on the left side of my head. But it worked. We didn't get pulled over. We were safe.
Like, yeah.
And so we found a solution that works. And driving around without Evangeline behind us is actually fine with that mirror. It's
well, you
totally
get
fine.
The rear view mirror back.
Yeah, yeah, you so get the rear that. View back, yeah.
But yeah, and we have a actual real replacement mirror.
Yeah, you ordered the mirror like right away this
paid
morning.
For next day air, so
yeah, it
should
getting
get delivered
to
your sisters tomorrow.
Yeah.
Barring any weirdness.
So then we'll see if we know how to install it.
I think it's pretty straightforward. I've looked at a couple of things and
so hopefully
it comes out quick. So
apparently comes out quick.
So it should go back in quick. But yeah, this is our first day back here at the St. Vrain State Park. Mm-hmm. We're here through Sunday, right? We leave Monday.
I think we leave Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's a lot of family happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've got some fun stuff. Water World.
We do Water World's
back
coming
to Water
up.
World on Saturday.
Water World! It's our favorite day of the year.
Yeah.
Water World Day.
And yeah, we got other things planned.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!